yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Policymakers in the United States and European Union are struggling with how to manage their relations with Turkey, as the country is confronting challenges from the aftermath of a 2016 coup attempt and the destabilizing effects of the Syrian war. Meanwhile, Turkey's foreign policy choices and the West's behavior vis-a-vis Ankara have both undercut the transatlantic alliance. In recent years, the relations between Turkey and the West have been dotted with ups and downs over different issues, many of them illustrated in the context of the war in Syria. After the United States and Turkey failed to reach an agreement over joint military action in Syria, the U.S. found in 2014 a faction of Syrian Kurds, the YPG, People's Protection Units, to be effective fighters against Daesh terrorists. Since then, the U.S. has been providing logistical and air support to the Kurds, despite Turkey's vehement objections. Now, Turkey's top priority in Syria is preventing the YPG from achieving its broader political objective, establishing an autonomous Kurdish region. Ankara fears it could result in a staging area for attacks on Turkey. Now, with the YPG's dominant presence in northern Syria, the tension seems to remain for the coming months. Disagreements within the U.S. administration about the way forward has worsened the situation. U.S. President Donald Trump promised to stop arming the YPG, but he has gone back on the promise several times. U.S.-Turkey tensions rose further in January 2018, when American military officials announced plans to train a 30,000-strong border security force with a significant YPG component to be deployed along the Turkish border. Disagreements with the U.S. and other NATO countries over regional security issues in particular has pushed Ankara toward other neighbors, including Russia. There is concern among Western observers about closer ties between Ankara and Moscow, which seem to herald a shift away from the transatlantic alliance. To NATO's dismay, Turkey announced in late December 2017 a signed agreement to purchase an S-400 missile defense system from Russia. This purchase, in turn, could make Turkey subject to U.S. sanctions under the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act, which requires the administration to sanction foreign entities that engage in significant transactions with Russia's defense and intelligence sectors. While Ankara feuded with Washington over military options in Syria, the refugee crisis prompted Turkey to collaborate with the EU. In 2015, refugees began to flood onto Europe's shores. In a desperate bid to manage the flows, German Chancellor Angela Merkel negotiated a deal in March 2016 with Turkey's then Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu. Ankara agreed that Greece could return irregular migrants who reached its islands from Turkey. In exchange, the EU would provide 3 billion euros in financial support for Turkey's refugee population. The EU has delivered promised funds to Ankara, but the Turkish government complains about the EU procedure of earmarking money for specific projects and NGOs, as it would prefer to receive a bilateral cash transfer without strings attached. The biggest bone of contention, however, remains visa liberalization, as Turkish citizens are frustrated by their inability to travel freely to Europe. What makes Turkey such a policy challenge is that its problematic leadership faces real threats, a fact that often seems lost on the West. Turkey has concerns about the security risks posed by groups like the PKK and YPG. Turkey also has grounds to question whether NATO prioritizes its border security and whether the EU wants it as a member. A stark illustration of double standards in the West's response to terrorist attacks in alliance countries. There were three bombings in Istanbul alone in 2016, with the December attack killing 48 and wounding 166. Yet there was never a Je suis Istanbul moment. At the same time, Erdogan's anti-Western rhetoric and objectionable international moves have led some in the United States and Europe to question whether he takes the transatlantic alliance seriously. Some consider Turkey a lost cause, a sentiment that has been applied to Turkey's current membership in NATO and its aspiring membership in the EU. Turkey's geography has always been a compelling attribute to be a NATO member, both because of its common border with the Soviet Union, now Russia, and its proximity to the Middle East. Turkey has NATO's second largest army and is its third most populous member. While no senior politician or official has called for Turkey's expulsion from NATO, some analysts make the argument when tensions increase. As for Turkey's EU membership, the mood has grown dark in several Western European governments. German Foreign Minister Sigmar Gabriel talked in late December 2017 about alternative forms of closer cooperation if membership is no longer an option. When French President Emmanuel Macron hosted Erdogan in Paris in January this year, he said, "It is clear that recent developments and choices do not allow any progression of the process in which we are engaged." He proposed a partnership short of EU membership that would maintain relations with Ankara and anchor the Turkish people in Europe. It is questionable whether some EU member states ever intended to invite a Muslim-majority country to join the club. It is also debatable whether Erdogan was genuinely prepared to implement reforms required for membership. Yet neither side wants to be the first to walk away from the altar. Addressing party leaders in October 2017, Erdogan said, "Europe continues to stall, but we remain patient. You will be the one to leave the table, not us. If you are honest, make your statement and let's finish this." Western leaders have several pressing agenda items with Turkey. Top priority for the EU remains managing the refugee crisis, then terrorism. Several regional challenges also require Turkish cooperation. The most immediate is Syria, where Turkey, along with Russia and Iran, is overseeing the Astana peace process. Across the region, Turkey can play a role in addressing post-independence referendum in Iraqi Kurdistan and Qatar's dispute with its Persian Gulf neighbors. With American, European, and Turkish bureaucracies, officials have recognized the importance of the relationships and work to preserve channels of engagement amid the vagaries of politics. All in all, Turkey with a broad range of good and bad things has become the West's conundrum, which has become more complicated after the war in Syria. Given the current circumstances, the United States, EU, and NATO need to buckle up for the bumpy ride ahead.